Yeah, this is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM, also 102.9 FM and www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. We've got a great show for you tonight. We've got a couple members of JPS
Kia
in the building.
What's happening?
A couple. You have a few because there's four of us.
Well, technically, we always have a member of JPS here, right?
That's right. Always represent.
Sean, right?
That's right.
I'll bring it back to the streets.
Worse.
I'm the flannel rapper.
Do it for all my Canadians.
Yeah. All my rapping is about my family.
I was talking earlier about maybe, I was talking to Dan, I was listening to one of his tracks, and I was like, man, I want to be a rapper. But it's not going to happen.
It's not going to
I do have a rap name, though. We were talking about it earlier. It's D-licious, hyphenated. Yeah. But we were talking about maybe changing it to DJ-licious, except pronounced D-licious, like with a silent J.
That's a pretty cool idea.
It's like French or something.
The silent
or Spanish. Freestyles.
So JPS, man, who is in the building right now? Can I get a roll call?
Hi, I'm James Dingle. If you don't know me, you should Google it.
They're very plain and simple.
Hi, I'm Anthony. I'm a Pisces.
I could have guessed that.
I like long walks on the beach, and I grill a very nice hot dog.
Good. That's a good intro.
What's up? I'm Drano, JPS. Please don't Google Drano because you'll probably get like Drano bombs or the actual product or whatever.
Is that what happens when you Google yourself?
If you Google
is that what
Drano,
happens when you Google yourself?
Get Drano bombs. Yeah.
So if you have a clogged sink, Google Drano.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'll rip your up your pipes.
So yes. How do people?
So what came first?
Grow up. You guys are on a radio show right now, right?
So immature.
What came first, you or the plumbing product we all know and love?
Actually, he came first.
Yep, that's what.
We're actually counter suing now. Hopefully, SC Johnson and Wax can break off some of that dough, or at least offer a sponsorship.
That would be a first for SC Johnson, I think.
I know. We're trying though.
Drano is actually his government name.
Be like, are you
no middle and last? Just Drano.
That's it. First like name McLovin. DR, last name A-N-O.
Oh, that's awesome. Pretty much, I wish I had just one name, but I can't come up with something cool enough. I just want to like rip off other famous one named people, like Seal. The Blowfish.
What was that last one?
The Blowfish.
The Blowfish.
That's two words, man.
Have you ever seen that picture of a seal? Yeah, I see it around Facebook all the time. You know, everyone posts those pictures now, every day. That one of him, his head on a seal.
Yeah. Have you seen that one? I gotta find that now. I gotta find that.
It is creepy. I'm not gonna
find that. Tweet me at Jimmy DAVA with that picture, Instagram, please.
And I will be avoiding your Twitter account because that sounds really creepy. I don't want to see it.
Cool. So, so where can everybody find out more about JPS? Us guys do kind of a thing on the internet, right?
Yeah, we do our thing on the internet. We also do our thing in the streets. Right now, I'm working Jeff Davis and Corden.
That's a
No, I'm joking. Internet, Bandcamp. You can. We got a couple of shows coming up. We got The Rocks tomorrow night.
That's on The Rocks, correct?
It's on The Rocks, yes.
We'll be playing
this
with
new
the
venue to me, so.
That's 18th Street, and it's right across from Tiki Bob's.
That's why he's Dan. That's why.
And is there a cover for that?
No, it's free.
Nice.
It's free. There's a show on the 10th at the Camel as well. It's JPS and the VCU Bazaar that cost $5 to get in. And is there anything else? Isn't there something on the 14th? Oh, I have a show on the 14th at the Sky Lounge. That's $5 to get in. It's Skills Over Swag. It has Antagonist, Drags, Dragon Spit, Traceki, Funds, EQ, King James on the ones and twos. And the other person that's making some noise right now is DJ. He has a show at Kingdom on the 29th.
He just spot. And he just dropped a verse for that Alchemist. So you think you can rhyme, right?
Yes, actually he can rhyme, so we're pretty proud about that.
And he just basically like he dropped it. He did a video of him spitting on the roof of the shop too. Yeah that was
I shot
dope.
The video.
Nice.
What a great place to shoot a video. It's like the view up there is so amazing.
Yeah,
like, it's a picture of Richmond. That video
makes Richmond look a little bigger and grimier than it might be. All right, well check it out, man. Let's take a break and we're gonna play a song from a JPS member who is not here.
He's been here.
He's alive.
He's been here before, though. The honorable Sleaze.
It's from Heavenly Devilish. That just dropped, right?
Yes, that came out yesterday, actually.
And that's on Bandcamp?
Yeah, Bandcamp, yes.
Check it out.
Yeah, Heavenly Devilish. Heavenly Devilish. Heavenly Devilish. Sean Kemp on it, chocolate milk on it, JPS on it, Heavenly Devilish. This life full of tricks and traps, try to maneuver through. Get a piece of the pie, but keep it true too. Try to walk straight without making a wrong step. From birth to your death, this life is like a long breath that you take while you measuring odds. Some poke their own chest, trying to meddle with gods. Not me though, just a man walking this earth. I'ma finish here, I ain't even gotta be first. I take blessings, thankful for everyone. Try to give a few back as I weather the sun. It's getting hot here, temperature rising, riding. All I see is pain coming over horizons. Cause folks just doing what they feel, not what is real. Think the whole world need to chill. This shit is gonna keep going ill. And I'ma stand firm, nigga, still. We all trying to make it to heaven,
so where you going?
We all trying to make it to heaven,
so where you going?
We all trying to make it to heaven,
so where you going?
I said we all trying to make it to heaven, so where you going? We all trying to make it to heaven,
so where you going?
We all trying to make it to heaven, so where you going? Go. Everybody battle with the sin of the flesh. What's good ain't exactly the best. God give you what you need. Things you see make a nigga regress. Head blown off of booties and breasts. Ain't that a bitch?
Damn.
Can't blame it on the chicks though. Even if they make a nigga deals better than Calypso. Fuck a nigga whole head up till his whole fed up. Then this nigga acting schizo. Dudes be wildin' on some sheep. Yeah, he did.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa Diet guarantees success. Want accelerated program? Ask how you can get jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa Diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Yes, Yes.
Ah.
Simon! Simon, sweetie!
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Yo, you see that right there?
Yo, man, what you mean that I see that? Take a picture, she lasts longer, you know?
I know, man, but girl, when she look at you, man, like...
Nah, man, I wanted to say she was looking at me, but I think that was for you, man.
Man, I think I know her, man. What's her name, huh? Yeah, I got it, yeah. My black ink, a beautiful Oisha Mona Lisa. Speaker, receiver, step in the arena, ballerina. The bomba, ultra, bossa, nova, bossa, senorita, amber. Lavender, dreamer, with the beef of Argentina. The Afrobeat sheen, some Venus green, Queen Latifah. She heard a cover girl, no oxy creamer, not Zima. Naima, narcolepsy, epilepsy, just to reach her. Arthritis, laryngitis, the white and beside ether. The needle on the label, turntable, select repeater. The daylight mix with Vela, Nader, tongue blow your tweet.
She's so heavenly, my Dizzy Gillespie on the SP. DJ turntable spin next to me.
Hey, yeah, my mic cable, please sit next to me.
Yo, so carefree.
Naima, sit next to me. She's so heavenly, my Dizzy Gillespie on the SP.
DJ turntable, sit next to me.
Hey, yo, my mic cable, please sit next to me.
So carefree.
Naima, sit next to me.
Damn. She was beautiful, though, like... would have had to seen her move, had to been in her presence, smell her hair, you know, something soft like that. What was her name? I remember. Naima, a dream of Cocovado sunrises. My surprise is even the tropics have rain. Smiles and scats, my refrain from pain, with images burnt to a brain. How could you ignore it? How could you say you want more than this? 3 o'clock in the morning, go like it was love itself. And I'm buying, she's supplying my highs while vibing. Damn, doing it again, my repeat. To see this song was my imagining. Thoughts can travel and have no physical effect on velvet lips, cello thighs, brown conversation, warm as buddy guys. Coming at you under hues of blue. We can pretend, but what's true is true. Damn, you can pretend, but what's true is true. She said, what's true is true, man. So, come on. She's so heavenly, my Dizzy Gillespie on the SP. DJ turntable spin next to me.
She's my mic cable, so carefree. Yeah, yo, Naima, just so carefree. She's so heavenly, my Dizzy Gillespie on the SP.
DJ turntable spin next to me.
Yeah, my mic cable so carefree.
Won't you just sit next to me so heavenly.
Naima, James Dangle featuring Barcodes. Barcodes from Photosynth.
Yeah.
Now that track is all live instruments.
Yes.
Tell us who was playing on it.
Divine DJ Harrison did everything.
Every instrument.
He played everything.
Yeah.
Like that's, you're my hero.
You're his hero.
He's actually my hero too.
There's nobody like. He has so much sound. He has such a wide
range. I cry myself to bed sometimes because I'm not that good.
Now, Ant, last time you came on the Radio Rubber Room was a crazy day. It was Hurricane Irene.
Correct.
Was blowing through, and
we drove up there together, man. In your little
in my Cobalt. Yeah. I was scared that my car was going to end up flipping on the way here, but you know what? It didn't. We got here.
Everyone was hunkered down, and. You sucked it up. We came out and did a radio show almost.
I wasn't letting no storm stop me.
Yeah.
So you drive a Cobalt and you say that's a little thing?
Yeah.
That's like a town car to me.
I can lift it with my pinky finger.
Oh, wow.
That's like a minivan from the 80s. That's like a Honda SUV.
Oh, God.
Not a giant one.
How did you even remember those? Yeah.
They still make SUVs, right? No?
Yeah. The Honda SUV, yeah, they're very little.
Yeah.
Mine isn't an SUV, though. It's just a car.
Yeah, but it's dominating.
It's like the Cavalier 2000.
Sean could put four of his cars in your car, is what he's trying to say.
What does he drive?
You haven't seen his car out there, man?
No, I didn't pay attention. What do you drive, Sean?
I drive two weed whackers.
Stuck together with duct tape. Yeah,
he could fit like four of his cars into mine. Yeah. You were right.
So, and then you just dropped an album, correct?
Yeah, I did just drop one. But it's funny, that album was just something that I shut myself in my room and did on my free time. Like, I've been in this kind of level where I've just been very to myself, just reflecting on everything. And that's what that album came from. It's like I wanted to promote that album a little bit, you know, people just to hear what was pretty much a musical journal of what I've been thinking over the past few months, but I'm trying to finish up an album that I've been working on for almost 2 years now. So, we'll see how that goes. You know, just working on different projects, trying to perfect them constantly as your taste grows.
Huh.
It becomes difficult.
I think you should work on that album for like 30 more years.
I think not. I don't want to be 54.
He's not Quincy Jones. Who has that type of song?
Think of how awesome it would be when you told people that I worked on this album for 30 years.
It better be good then.
Oh, yeah.
You worked on an album for 30 years.
Like Chinese Democracy?
Yeah, oh, Chinese Democracy. They've been working on that album since
Mao?
1943. And it just came out in 2008.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, Drano, I heard you just dropped the project too. Tell us about some that night driver. Yeah. That night driver is high, yo.
Just dropped a project called The Night Driver. It could be downloaded at drano1.bandcamp.com. Please go check it out. Right now I'm working on another new project called City of God, and hopefully I can release that sometime in the summer, maybe August.
And I mean, I know you're part of my crew, but I did review a Night Driver for RVA magazine. I didn't play any favoritism, so you know, I gave you my honest review. Yeah. But you know, I dig the album, man. It's definitely takes it back to like 96.
Thank you so
exactly.
much.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I just want to get the feel where you know you're actually bringing music back. Nothing, no bubblegum, no snap music. It's just straight up rap, you know, and I do it for people that like rap.
So let's get into a little bit. Tell everybody what JPS is, Just Plain Sounds is.
Well, JPS, it started off as a small collective of us, like different rappers and producers in the city who we just wanted to come together and make really good music together, do shows together. And it's never something that I intended on making a label. Just being a whole bunch of people with, you know, creative common points. Like,
strength in numbers.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even say it was strength in numbers in the first place. We just all get together, listen to records, make beats, write rhymes, and the chemistry was there, so we formed this collective. And now it's grown to be Lord knows how many people.
Who were some of the original members?
The original members were Gordy Michael, who is actually no longer with us.
He's alive.
I was going to say.
He's very much alive. He's just no longer part of JPS.
You guys are still friends, though, man.
Yeah, everybody, definitely. It's all love there. Obliv, who is doing major things all over the country, all over the world. Sleaze, the Honorable. Joey Rips. Brain Trust, who. Dream Weapons, who is currently with us. He rhymed on that project. And Alex Murphy, who just got back from Korea, shout out to him. Welcome home.
Word.
Was he doing shows over there? Or?
No, he was teaching English in Korea.
Oh, that's a great work to get if you can get it.
Yeah, he actually plays with the Inflatables, too. He plays the banjo for the Inflatables.
Oh, cool. Word.
Yeah.
We just had them out, the Republic, 2 weeks ago playing with the Dream Machine.
Yeah, they killed them.
Dig them.
Yeah.
You guys ever thought of maybe doing a collaboration with them, kind of like hip-hop bluegrass type thing?
I think that would be cool. I'd love to do something like that.
Yeah, James, man, you play other instruments, man. You work at The Shop.
Yes.
Which is a nonprofit. Do you want to talk a little? I'll let you talk about it.
All right. The Shop is a 501(c). It's by Planet Zero. We're an annex of Art Space. We hold 7 days a week worth of programming. Sunday nights is theater with Spark. Monday nights, independent movie. Tuesday nights is photosynthesizers, practice or dance. Wednesdays, live at the Shop with the Rising Suns and or Soundstorm, depending on what's going on. Tonight is Thursday night, so it's comedy night. The Richmond Comedy Coalition is there as we speak. MadMonkey.tv, MONKIE.tv. That's our broadcast station online. Fridays is Art Gallery Space, being that we are at Annex. And Saturdays is Slam Richmond, 7 years running, nationally ranked poetry team. They go to nationals every year that they build the team. Cats like John Survivor Blake come through there, narrator. It's like a lot of big names in the poetry world. What else we do out of there? We do editing, CD pressing. I do mix, master, record, play the guitar, DJ, engineer, write rhymes.
It's record cool.
Singers.
It's so, cool. It's, so it's
do
like
you, do you sleep at all?
No, and I just had a child. Shout out to Miles J. It's my young man. He was born February 26th. So no, I don't sleep at all.
Congratulations, really. Man.
Yeah, I know, yo, and yo, it's horrible because he likes Dexter Gordon and like. If you play anything else, he'll just look at you and start crying. So I don't know what to do. I think I set myself up. I'm really afraid now.
What kind of music did you play while he was still in the womb?
I did all solfeggio frequencies and like high harmonic things for neural function. And then as he got further in development, I started doing like a lot of jazz and like a lot of dub, like heavy dub, like King Tubby, Lee Scratch dub, aggravators, you know.
Tell everybody about the esophageal frequencies. Did I even say that right?
Yeah, solfeggio, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Solfeggio frequencies are the frequencies between 117 and approximately 1236. They correlate to the energetic centers of the body based on vibrational rates. The most commonly used solfeggio frequency is 528. That is your heart chakra.
And that's for healing, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it helps with brain function.
That's a good little way to get
Discovery
his
channel.
Jolt started.
Two jolt hippies, started one room.
No drums.
Who will survive? No drums. But yeah, man, the Shop is really sick, man. It's like no other place I've been.
0 East 4th Street. That's the address.
You guys really do. You cater to everything pretty much art-related. I mean, you have art hanging up. You guys regularly rotate it. You got big curtains in there. You built an elevation for the stage.
Yeah, we got screens. We got to just build the stage. We have a 15 by 20 foot screen, and it's a photography center now, too. We finally got two main house photographers.
Awesome. And it's cool. You got the spiral staircase. You got your live sound rig upstairs. You guys can cater to so much to the creative community, and you do so. I mean, you reach out to the musicians, the artists, the poets, these people in Richmond. How has the response been?
The response has been pretty well. We if you've seen Mark, shout out to Mark Cheatham Cheats Movement, RVA Hot Sauce. That's a little taste of what we do in there, but like. We've been up and running for about a year now, and it's only getting bigger. I'm like, we're trying to get everybody involved now before it gets out of hand, and we don't know who's hiding behind the couch when we go to sleep, you dig?
All right, cool, man. We got to take a little break, and we're going to play another JPS song. Speaking of which, this is from your woman. Definitely. Congratulations. I gotta call you out, man. I'm talking about the baby. I'm gonna put you on Front Street.
Word, so. Yeah, this is my baby. This is my boo thing. You know, this the mother of my child. This is Miss Nice, Madam V.
You wanna announce the song?
This is on my lonesome, ironically enough. Because I'm here and she's elsewhere. So that'll rock out for tonight. You know, shout out to Nice.
Going by myself, chilling with my lights on. You can't come around. I don't really want no company. I don't really need nobody here with me. I ain't sure you feel me when you're going by myself.
Just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys to Sawanada, Damila Dukmana, Afghan and Wali Katle.
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Yoga! Long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna see stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes. Yeah! I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers, who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
Extreme.
I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme.
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground. Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah.
We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly in your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so we are back. We are back on Radio Rubber Room.
Are we? Are we now?
We are.
Do we have a caller?
We do.
Hello, caller.
W-H-A-N. Wait a second.
Do you lose her, Dan?
Something's up. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Sarah.
Yeah.
How's it going? We have some bad news. I asked you to call in. You know, I know Simon's mom had you call in a couple weeks ago, but I asked you to call in this week because Simon's mom's been missing for 2 weeks.
That's horrible news.
Thank God. I think it's great news, personally, because she
disappeared a couple weeks ago. I'm sure she's okay. She just hasn't checked in. We haven't been able to get a hold of her.
Has she done this before?
Yeah, she does this quite frequently sometimes. You know, it's just
sometimes,
it's how she is.
Sometimes I come on a little strong. I kind of scare her away and...
Yeah, so if you see her around the city gallivanting around, just tell her to call us.
Tell her
we just
want to
know she's okay.
Okay, well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank
I'm
you.
I'm sure she's fine.
So, kind of some big news for you, right?
That's right. My site redesigned, and I started a RVA Mag column.
Yes.
It's the sounds of RVA in RVA Magazine, correct?
Or on.
Exactly.
On RVA Magazine, correct?
On RVA Magazine,
awesome.
Online. That's right. So
now,
it's like a weekly thing where I kind of save some of the snippets that I don't post, and just kind of post new songs, interviews, pictures, new tracks, and that kind of thing.
That's cool. And this week was your second one, correct?
That's right. That's right. And I got my logo up and going, so I'm going to get some stickers out soon, too.
Awesome. When you get some stickers together, you'll have to give us some, because Sean is trying to hold his car together with stickers.
It's working out so far.
It is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So.
That's a classy look.
It's...
One of his tires is starting to wobble pretty bad, and so... Please get stickers quickly.
It's the only way,
actually.
Anything I can do.
So,
go ahead. Did you have something to say, Dan?
Wait a minute. Go.
So you got some show picks for the people?
I do. There's a couple of things going on tomorrow night. I don't know about tonight, exactly. But Guitar Wolf is tonight, but that's going on right now. So, but tomorrow night, the Blackout Shift is playing their first show, and they are a straight-ahead rock and roll, awesome, badass band. So, they have their new album actually out too, as well. They'll have like shirts and free. If you buy a T-shirt, you get a free mix of the songs.
Cool, cool. Where's that going to be?
That's down at Wonderland.
Wonderland.
Yeah. And there's also, at the current of here, also down in the bottom, Hero Gets the Girl. I don't know if anybody's heard of them, but they're...
I've heard of them. I've heard a little bit about them, actually. I have not had a chance to see them yet.
I haven't had a chance either, so I may have to make it down, but we'll see. And then Saturday, Hoax Hunters are playing at WRIR. They're playing a live show with on Galaxy Girls show. So that's going to be really awesome.
Hey, Sarah, have you seen the video for Apache Radio's Power Tower?
Yeah, that thing is awesome.
Right, right.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of tonight, they're going to be down at the Camel with Black PBR and...
PBR and the Toy Soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tonight. From that's Philly. Right.
Yeah, we're going down after the show. Will you be there?
I might have to make it out.
Oh, you totally should. I know where the super secret house party is going to be afterwards, too, so...
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the hippest thing to do.
That's right. So, yeah, I thought that the Apache Radio... video was awesome, and it's very Richmond. It's very like no budget DIY. And what were your thoughts on it particularly?
I really liked the fact that they kind of incorporated the James River down by the woods, and I really thought their tribal paint was really badass with the day glow colors and fluorescent. It looked really awesome, really, really trippy.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, no, and then it was just really cool. The song's really cool, too, so that's pretty good.
For future reference, please, we can only say good ass.
Good ass?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I can get with that.
Okay.
That's acceptable.
Thanks, Sean. All right. Is that got anything else?
I've got some shows. There is show The Apocalypse Dudes on Sunday at Banditos. They are playing with Iggy Pop and the Stooges, and that should be really fun. And it's free. And then also, if you're looking for something on Sunday, there's Canary O' Canary, the Ed Schrader's Music Beat. From Baltimore, Positive Land, and Weird Alchemist. And Weird Alchemist is a new band that they're playing their first show, and that includes members of Bermuda Triangles and Canary O' Canary.
So if you can only pick one show to go to this week, what do you pick?
Ah, that is a tough call.
You either have to pick one or...
You're hanging over a vat of alligators in boiling lava.
Okay.
That's never going to happen.
I can choose under pressure. I think the blackout shift at Wonderland tomorrow, that's going to be pretty cool.
All right, that's the one you're going to, Sarah. All right, well, tell everybody before we let you go where they can find out more about you and all the wonderful words you write.
Well, thank you. Check me out. It's soundsofrva.tumblr.com.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on and telling us where we should go spend our dollars at to see some good music.
Yes, I hope to see you guys out.
And please, please, if you're at one of these shows and you see Simon's mom, just tell her to get in touch with us.
Go away. Tell her to go away.
Yeah, I might have to. I won't call the police.
Definitely don't call the police.
Never.
Definitely don't call the police.
All right, Sarah, Sounds of RBA, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
This is, and another one, Just Plain Ant featuring Joey Rips.
Boom.
What up, Ant? It's been a minute. Yeah. Rock the house, money and fang. I guess it never was. Searching for a better buzz, bounced on my world. Searching for a better love, then I came falling back and thought she would never budge. They say time truly heals, but the mark is still made. The song is so sad, but the harp is still played. There's beauty in the pain, so if your part is still played, you will truly find a way on the path that you've made. Scars earned and dues paid, hard learned, true great, true grit. Walked a mile in the shoe fit, never too big. Got at least two cents of nuisance. Well, I used to be. Move the crowd like a eulogy. Speak peace and euphony and unity with you and me. And then see us
find peace in every word that I write. Exercising demons while I'm mesmerizing heathens. The flow changes like Richmond seasons.
Featuring Joey Rips, another JPS track. So James, when did you get involved with JPS?
Actually, it was my...
Wait, Ant remembers, but you don't?
Yeah, of course.
I've traveled like a thousand places.
I remember the exact day. It was my 23rd birthday. I didn't even know this man was back in town, and he just popped up at Strange Matter for my 23rd birthday. I was like, oh, snap, James is back. Well, good, because I've been wanting him in the crew for a long time. So that day, I was just like, hey, you want to be a part of JPS? He was like, yeah. And ever since then, he's just had a tremendous impact on the crew. With the shop, you know, with the mixing, the mastering, everything that he's contributed is just amazing. I'm sitting right next to this dude, just... pouring all this syrup on him. I feel disgusted. I don't like doing stuff like this, but he's a great, great addition to JPS.
See, I told you he remember.
It's not a lot I remember, but I do remember that.
So Dan, when did you join JPS?
I don't remember, man.
Actually,
Dan, well, Ant does.
Ant has an amazing memory.
You covered, dog.
If I could write a history book
about JPS, I would, which is probably good because I started the whole thing. If somebody has known, I guess that person would be me. Dan joined January, like the January before that, because... I did a track with Dan and Kelly, Joey Rips.
A long time ago.
This is like 3-4 years ago that the three of us did that track together. And for the longest time, I did not see Dan. I got hemmed up by a girl, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Now I was just listening to his songs on MySpace, like, damn, I wish I could find this dude. And then all of a sudden, he contacted me to be on the show, the radio
show. And if you're
trying
to do it through MySpace, that's not going to work.
No, because nobody uses MySpace, which
is
why... MySpace
is popular on the West Coast. You can't say that. It's actually popular.
He wasn't on the West Coast. This is Richmond. MySpace ain't popular here. I won't go try to hit him up.
Send him a message. It just goes out in the thin air.
It's like, oh, MySpace message. Who cares? But he contacted me to be part of the show, and then he decided that we should do tracks together. We did do tracks together, which actually some of them ended up on Psychosis, his album. Mm.
Yeah, and I wasn't even going to rap anymore, too, when I talked to you.
Exactly, like, I remember that. Well, you were just doing the radio show, and then when you started rapping again, I was like, well, we've got a good crew going on here, and you would be good as far as your style, just where you want to go with it. Join in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how it happened. And that's how babies are made.
Yay!
I would really love to just say, or something on one song and be featured.
We were just talking about having you on a song or something.
Can I just say, like, weird things in the middle of the song?
I think that would be great.
You'd be like the P. Diddy.
Like the
tic-tac.
I want to be more like the
real John. We taking over the world, Big.
My bad, Big. We didn't mean to, let, you know.
It's not you, Big. Like it's your boy.
I want to be Lil John, except for Lil Sean. And I'm just going to say things like, okie dokie. Instead of yeah.
Actually, that might work. We're going to come out with a mixtape called Bass. Please, guys. Yeah. What are we going to call it, Dre?
Well, I like what you guys are doing right now, because one of the things that I would say is like, I don't know, I'll get back to you. You know? Instead of,
yeah. We should have wrote that down last night. We really should have wrote that down.
Yeah, I love it when that happens. You're like, man, I had such a good idea.
But, yo, yeah, we can get you on there. We're going to come out with a bass guy tribute. just plain sounds. This is what we're going to call the mixtape. Just plain sounds. And it's all going to be bass versions of everything.
Cool.
That would be very plain sounds. Yeah. I get it. So is that basically the whole idea? Like, simple to the point, just is what it is?
Yes.
It better be.
I mean, I do JPS, like, I do my life. Like, if I find something I like, someone I like, I just want them to be part of what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Good inspiration is always amazing, and I love having the people that inspire me around me.
Hey, Ant.
Yo.
Do you like me?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that. Get back to me later. I'll be here for a while. I'll be here until like midnight or so. You'll have to ask me that question a little later.
Sean, do you like Ant?
He's okay.
Okay.
I can accept that.
I only like people that put me on a higher pedestal than themselves. Those are the kind of people.
Hey,
I like.
Music is a mission, not a competition. Just playing.
Oh, I'm not involved
trademark.
In the music world at all.
You're about to be. You're about to be on an album.
Yes. I play the best CDs in my car. It's awesome.
So yeah, Ant definitely is a collector of music. He is, you know, he's one of those people who knows so much about music. You've got a pretty extensive iPod, right?
Yeah, my iPod, it's a 160 gig, and it's more than half full right now. I don't know how I deal with it myself.
What are you listening to now, man? What's that thing that you've
That's
been rotating?
Right now I'm listening to Robert Glasper Experiment. This album called Black Radio is an incredible, incredible record. I suggest anybody pick that up. I just got back into Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness by the Smashing Pumpkins. I used to listen to that a lot in high school, and I just picked it back up. It's still just as good.
Sounds like a cutting phase.
Whoa. My wrist is clean, dog.
What about you, James? What are you listening to now?
Right now, I'm listening to Frank Zappa. Maggot Brain is on my next queue up, and you know I gotta get the Funkadelics in
absolutely.
There, baby. You know I gotta get the Funkadelics in there. I picked up recently on this band from the West Coast called L1011, and they're really dope. It's like ambient. It's not quite ambient rock because it's avant-garde. But it's really structured, and I've been listening to like a lot of Sun Ra here recently. Like Sun Ra is probably what's occupying most of my brain right now.
What about you, Drano?
I don't listen to a lot of mainstream. I listen to a lot of cats like me to put out dope music. Right now, I'm listening to this cat from the West Coast named Chewy has a mixtape out called Watching the Throne. And I'm also listening to a guy from Atlantic City. His name is Riz. He has a mixtape called Van Gogh, which is crazy. So that's what I'm listening to.
Now, how are you getting in contact with these people? Do you just dig them up, or do you find them on the internet? Or?
I find them on the internet. You know, I would speak to someone on Twitter, and then they would connect me with someone else, and it would just go on from there. I actually was going to get Riz to be on The Night Driver, but some things didn't work out the way I wanted it to. And he has a pretty big schedule, so he's doing a lot of things now. But mostly it's just on the internet.
Oh, word.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
Well, yes, sir. Time to get to a song?
Ooh. Yeah, if you want
to. I'm really happy to introduce this song, actually.
Yeah, I think we actually got a few more minutes. So let's
no, see. We don't. We're good.
Go ahead.
You want to go to the song?
Tell us about the song, Ant.
Well,
debut, right?
Yeah, this is the first time anybody other than, of course, James and myself have heard the song.
Oh, we had that song already? This is actually my first time hearing it after I gave it to him. So.
It's called La Samba. It's off of this album that I talked about earlier that I've been working on for almost 2 years now called, well, it's gone through a lot of titles, but I just settled on Fly 2, Don't Look Down.
Good choice, Fly 1.
Yeah. Fly was a big album for me. It was my first album ever. And
have you been listening to it a lot lately? Is that what kind of inspired you to go with that name?
Well, not a lot, but I've just, you know, I've had certain songs off of there in my rotation, and I'm going back to that sound, just a raw sound. Like, a lot of my stuff lately has been just really out there, ambient. But this is the raw hip-hop that I want to make, but still not just boom-bap like you hear every day. It's how do I want to put this?
Why talk
it's
about
the
it?
Future.
Let's just play
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It will speak for itself.
La Samba by Just Plain Ant featuring...
La Samba by Just Plain Ant.
James Dangle.
James Dangle.
See, that's 10 times fast. JPS. JPS.
Damn. I love the way you sound, I listen to you sound, I love the way that you sing. La, 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 la. Tristy, and I pray you remember, I just pray you remember that I love the way you sound, I listen to you sound, I love the way that you sing. La, 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 la. Tristy, and I pray you remember, I just pray you remember the Black Orpheus playing till the sun rises over habitats where the four are deemed rich in community. The dollar provides discord and unity. Honks, bus stops, the silence that overtakes blocks after bus shots in the city gridlock that leaves a 1-4. Quiet nights and quiet stars. Dream of Coco Vado since as far as Key Largo for blue sunnies. Trapped in bars, waiting on fever. Singing all too soon, things fall apart with a shot to the heart. Help me forget your blase. That first seemed intimate when it was legit as a bootlegger. With a clear copy, I'm hearing you copy the notes you didn't. And segues and transitions from a small child sitting on the stoop, watching, acknowledging. This is how it could be, this is what it is. Shoot me in the middle, depending on what gives to those getting it how they live.
Yeah,
damn. I love the way you sound, by this is how you sound, by I love the way that you sing. La, 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 la. Tristy, and I pray you remember, I just pray you remember that I love the way you sound, by this is how you sound, by I love the way that you sing. La, la, Tristy, and I just pray you remember, and I pray you remember that I love the way you sound, by this is how you sound, by I love the way that you sing. La, la, Tristy. And I pray you remember, and I pray you remember being consumed in the lapse of pleasure, the treasure that now means nothing's lacking. No flashbacking, this moves like boxing. 12 round tossing, the final blows blistering, my listening steam pistons. Different trains of thought through different lines and connections. Picture perfect reflections, mirror different languages and sections. Set in ways that rave and riot phrase. You can try to save or try to be safe, but it's probably how you probably that got the reaction lacking response like black voters or relaxed weed smokers. Hoping to legalize it, we advertise this. Covered in apathy, wondering if it's lacking and I attracted me. If it's whack, I cut it off simply. A conductor with the world as a symphony must choose the correct tentative tune that records to memory. HD and E3, if you're listening to the sweetest thing that you should have seen. You know what I mean, you know what I mean. I love the way you sound by, this is how you sound by. I love the way that you sing.
We miss her even more.
So glad
Where's
she's gone.
Where's Simon's mom? That's what they should change that song to.
Where is Simon's mom?
Yeah. I have a friend coming and he wants to interview these guys.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah. Are you guys okay with that?
I'm
is
down.
Is it cool that we bring a random person in?
The guy from last week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's back.
Bradley!
You guys
Hold on, last week.
You guys are friends now?
Serial rapist.
He is my friend, yeah.
You guys are friends now?
I have one friend. It's him. We hang out.
You play World of Warcraft together?
Play World of Warcraft 18 hours a day.
Then y'all are friends.
Wow. I got six level 81s. You can't get to 81.
I'm so happy I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you should too, be. Right? You should be.
So is he here?
Yeah, he's here. He's coming in right now. Hey, blokes. What's going on, man?
Oi, oi, oi there, governor.
It's me, Radley. Radley Rockwell. You might know me from some of the bands that I've been in that are super krilla, like the Destroyers, my most famous band, Crossbows and Lilacs.
Yo, I got 28 albums, man.
I was just digging y'all's new show here in Richmond, and I've been listening. This is my first experience with rap music.
Oh, really?
Really? Any never listened to rap music?
Never. I never even knew there was such a thing.
They don't have rap music over in... Where are you from?
I'm from Middleton. Over in Middleton, we call that talking with beats under it. So my first question for you is, what would you say to someone who was a rocker like myself that did not care for rap? How would you persuade me?
Walk This Way.
It's a good one.
Guns N' Roses, Run DMC.
Or no, it's Run DMC.
I'm sorry. Epic Phil alert.
What about Anthrax and Public Enemy? Bring the noise,
yep,
baby.
Yep, that's even better. That's an even better cut.
The photosynthesizers.
The photosynthesizers. All I will do is this. Point you away from Limp Bizkit.
What about...
Hey, what's wrong with Limp Bizkit?
Everything.
Their bass player was sick.
But that's all.
Fred Durst had a cool hat.
No, he didn't.
That red hat? Yeah.
That red hat was kind of cool for like...
For like 2 minutes?
That counts.
I'm sure that none of these bands are as famous as I am. And y'all have a perfect opportunity to be interviewed by me on this radio show, and you'd rather talk about your Limp Bizkit. If you're having problems in the bedroom, that's not for radio.
Okay.
My second question for the rap group... What is your favorite Beatles album?
Eleanor Rigby. It's not even an album, it's just a cut. And I know that, but Eleanor Rigby's my favorite Beatles song.
I'm going to have to go with the Magical Mystery Tour.
That's cool. That's kind of cool. Eleanor Rigby was way more epic, though.
Your first mistake is liking the Beatles. That's for softies. I'm harder than that.
That's
much
not
harder.
Street, right?
I mean, like, the sample Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah, because what was that band's name?
Crossbows and Lilacs?
Yeah, Lilac just says hard.
Yeah, it says rugged. It says, like, grimy street.
It's just dirty. It's just heavy.
Damn, the crossbow. Yeah.
What is y'all's ideas about adding more guitar solos to your music? That is one thing that I'm just listening and I'm like... finding myself writing solos while I'm driving because I hold a guitar in my hands.
I'm surprised you're not dead yet. You need to stop doing that, man.
Do you know who taught me the key to living a long time?
Who? Keith Richards?
Lazarus?
Michael Jackson. He said, the key is be a white guy.
It didn't work out for him, dude. Where
you might
you
not want to listen
obviously
to him.
It didn't work out for him.
I was just totally kidding about that.
Okay, then really, who taught you?
Who taught me how to play guitar?
Esteban.
No. Who taught you how to live a long life?
It's just an easy thing to do is smoke marijuana all the time, and you barely eat.
That doesn't answer my question. Who told you that?
Keith Richards.
I can believe that.
So I guess right.
Keith Richards learned that from Eric Clapton. He's the original live a long time rapper.
I thought that was Willie Nelson, actually.
Willie Nelson is not a rock and roll at all. He's American hillbilly. What I want is in your face. I want glass rubbing on my face music. I want hardcore.
You need that Night Driver album, man.
That sounds dandy.
Did you rub any glass on your face in creating that album, Drano?
Actually did. Glass and kerosene, actually.
Really?
I find that my own pain is the best thing to write songs by.
Exactly.
Now, I haven't written a great song since nearly 87 or 86, but I've certainly written many, many good notes.
Hey, do you know Paul Simon?
Paul Simon. Is he the gay one? We could talk about rock and roll all day. But if you try to hit on me, it will have to be at another place. But going back to the interview on this one. About the guitar solos, man. That is what I really think y'all need in this rap music, is guitar solos, distortion. I really think y'all could use some screaming in the background.
It's been done. The Roots have done it.
Mm-hmm. Kelly does it all the time, actually.
With the screaming of the guitar solo.
Screaming guitar solos.
What I would also like to see is y'all do like an unplugged edition. Like a poetry and a drummer. Like, I don't know how you would pull that off, but it would sound really cool.
I've seen that at the shop before.
Yeah, we've done that.
I have seen that at the shop before.
Great job. Also, my last thing for this, my last bit of advice coming. You don't get this kind of resource often where a famous person will come in and say, this is how you be famous. You can, besides giving me sexual favors, the other thing that I was going to say is change the name of your hoes group to Really Cool Sounds or something, like rocking, instead of just plain. I like that because it's simple.
So should I change my name too? Tell me that. Huh?
To what?
Should I change my name?
It would just be an idea. Because anything that's just plain, that is not good enough for me. I beg to differ. I want to be rocked.
Mm-hmm. So,
I rock while being suggesting? Just plain.
It would be to change it into something more vigorous. Something that instills fear into your enemies.
Now, are you questioning them or are you making statements?
I'm just trying to help them be famous, man.
So, and you are famous because you know about you?
There's many things that about me that are famous.
Like
I have many alternate egos.
Uh-huh.
That I don't prefer to relieve.
Are they like superpowers?
So everyone in your head knows about you.
I'm really big in Guam. And Middleton, that's where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
Cher's from that town. So is Madonna.
Cher and Madonna.
So I use them as connections. They definitely both know who I am.
They're both long livers too, huh?
Yeah.
Cher, she's a long liver. Madonna, there's actually, what you don't know is that there's been many Madonnas. It's a replacement. It's a double.
That makes so much sense now that I think about it.
It's a Madonna impersonator.
Well, what about Cher?
Same Cher.
So Cher's just like 150 years old now.
Do you know the story about Robert Johnson and he sold his soul? It was really about Cher.
Oh, really?
It was Cher. She sold her soul.
Only Sonny Bono knew her secrets.
That's why he died.
Yep.
Sonny Bono.
That's my point.
That is one of my alter egos.
He's one of your alter egos?
Yeah, I was back then I was into flower power. And then
trees.
I realized that it was more about weapons and blood. And I became Radley.
You know what? I've been thinking about this for the past few minutes. You're right about the whole just plain name thing. I'm not going to change the name of the crew, but I will change my own name. I'm changing my name from Just Plain Ant to L Kitten Destroyer.
That is way more metal because kittens, that is soft. You're talking about killing kittens. I like that. It's metal. That is just metal right there.
I can't change my name to Pistol Whip Jenkins because that actually is my government name. My middle name is Jeffrey. Pistol Whip Jeffrey Jenkins.
It's good to have a good name like that.
So what about your other name? Rufus
P. Thunder Knuckles Jr. My mother thought it would be good to give me two names.
What do you think of that?
That middle name is Percival. Rufus Percival Thunder Knuckles.
Is that metal?
I think I'm going to have to write a song called Thunder Knuckles.
You're going to have to pay me royalties because that is my name.
He owns that.
Thank you very much.
Now, would you ever play backup lead on a hip-hop album?
I definitely would love to play with these guys at any time. I love the instruments. It was all raw. They said it was done by one man. I'd like to meet that man, that one man that plays more than one instrument. I cannot even fathom to know how to play two instruments. That the skill involved is just out of my mind.
It's a pretty intense thing, yeah, I agree.
I spent 32 years in a Korean prison camp learning how to play guitar. And I only know 14, 15 notes. And these guys come in here, they are just rocking. They have a soft name, not enough guitar solos. I gave them my best input.
I don't have a soft name
technically
anymore.
There's only 12 notes. So you know more than there are notes.
Actually, there's only 12 notes in America, man. The rest of the world goes with the 18-note system. They don't tell
you... Is that like metric?
They don't tell you about H, I, J, K, and L.
That's definitely the musical metric.
So what has hindered you from only stopping at 15 then? Why couldn't you pick up those last three? Where's your L?
They're extremely difficult. Yeah. There's at least three fingers involved with playing those notes. It's like three notes combined, like yellow and blue equals green. C and G is L or something. I'm not 100%.
You ought to figure that out.
It's very mathematical, man. It's like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, E, A, H, K. And it goes on from there. There's really just in your mind how you can constrict how many notes there are.
Wait, when did you say that the last major song you wrote was? When did you say that was?
87. It was in 87.
You should come back. Coke and the way really that you should come back is by learning those notes. Do it.
They are my Achilles heel, those notes.
Right. Be an example to the kids. Learn all the notes you can. The more you know.
Knowledge is power.
That was like NBC, I think.
It sure was.
I feel more knowledgeable now because of that.
They don't know much about that in Middleton.
Middleton is a great town.
It is. Well, hey, Radley. Radley, it was great of you to stop by.
I got to get out of here. Pay respects to my buddy Sean. He's the man.
Sean is the man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. I really appreciate it.
All right, Radley.
Sean is the man.
Radley, see you later. Take it easy, Sean.
We'll see you next week.
I only come here to see you, mate. These other blokes, they are total DBs, if you know what I'm saying. Sean, you take it easy. Band guys, y'all are cool too. Radley out.
All right, Radley. Hopefully we see you again sometime if we forget to lock the door again. And
this is me. This is a song I did. It's about sleeping.
I heard this for the first time today. I wanted to put it in. It is, being that you are a member of JPS2, really dig this track. What is it? How do you say that? So this sounds of snoring, but dang it. Damaged Andy.
Then, beneath the brush, I fell through a hole, and I started falling.
Behold, this is my collection, almost prophetic, the tones and triggers I'm taking with me to the other side of existence. Dead by death, things that cannot be reversed, just forgiven. That's why I rehearsed on my reflection. A critical objection, consensual obsession. It's two sides to every coin and story, personality split. Between discretion and glory, I implore your conclusions. But can't afford to think for it, pennies for my thoughts I've been losing. They said time was money, money's time, it's an illusion. I grabbed the mic like Pharaohs, trying to organize confusion. And I own self, believe me, contagious. This palm sweaty, greasy, outrageous. The sun soothes my flesh, I'm complacent. The moonlight completes me impatient. The calm before the storm, on my quest for vindication. The sea is so close to success, I can taste it.
I was trapped in a room with no walls. Everyone was there. I looked down to the abyss of people, and it seemed to go on for miles and miles and miles into infinity. Everyone was staring at me. I was nervous. Their faces painted on. Still. Stiff. Nothing moved. Nothing lived. Just then, an arm reached out and grabbed me. I turned around, and there was nothing. There was nothing. There was nothing. I screamed, but nothing came out. I was alone in the darkness.
Woke up, rose the coffin lid, squeaky hinges, knock knock. I seen an image through an oculus, the internet connected me to every single continent of passive air. Heard the rumble of apocalypse, backdrops, the obvious. Boom rock trips, an anonymous. Loose screws are missing from my toolbox.
agoraphobic, trying to fit into this shoebox. Step up too quick and see blue dots, broke off keys in two lots. When I seen a defense shift, I move blocks, just like a fresh pair of kicks with new socks. This feels great, you're too late, I'm peeling off. Take them to an unfamiliar place, they're still lost. Lyrically sound, no doubt, that's real talk. Last time I touched hip-hop, it felt soft, so remember, lift with your knees when it drops. Let it be, even free CDs have a cough. Download at your own risk, it's a toss. Paranoid, like I saved all my piss in a jar. Whoop, keys, steer the ship, aim head first, straight through a star. Black and white tile from floor to ceiling. I wore a golden watch that was given to me from the tailor. There was a podium in the middle of the room. And from the center of it.
This is ZomZom with Al Qaeda Suicide Hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. What a day,
no. Get in, get out, get up, get down, get moving in.
The Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist.
Who
will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra! And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open!
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe-napping, rock-hard, badass baby!
Badass baby!
Yeah.
Baby is so badass!
24-7 care!
There will be no teddy bears!
No nap time!
No coddling!
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper!
So extreme!
We'll whip your baby in the shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuser,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah! Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself, only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah! Or face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
Go in, one baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available.
Pre-birth training.
Punch, yeah. Punch, punch.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Head punch.
Scream.
Scream, yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick-ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
4 times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're gonna inject protein shakes directly to their chest.
Protein shakes
directly to your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, that was Love Won't Conquer the Mind by Do Justice. Kinda?
Kind of.
It's a dope beat.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Dope beat.
Yeah. So, we enjoy you, Richmond. It's Just Plain Sounds Associates and Affiliates. We ask you to rock hard. Shout out to Black Liquid, OMG. BC Music First, emphasis. I got to shout out Ross Skrilla. I have a long list of people that need to be heard. Antagonist Dragon Spit. Shout out Larry Who. Rooks Gang. Man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, Do Justice. He released the Alchemist. Think You Can Rhyme, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, yes it is.
Has he gotten much response from it?
He's at like 500 or so hits plus. I haven't checked it in a couple of days. I've been busy.
Do they base it off of hits? Is that how they...
I don't know how they judged the thing. I just thought it would be a cool idea. He's working on a mixtape that's going to come out this summer. And I'm not at liberty to share any particulars, but you're just going to have to wait for that. And maybe you check him out.
I want
to
know now.
Show. You know, Do Justice. I think he did dot com his name, so you can do that. Dojustice.com.
Let's find out, shall we?
Word.
You're gonna get on that right now, Sean?
Word.
I'm gonna get on that right now. I'm gonna let you know in the next 12 seconds.
And while we dot com and things, justplainsounds.com is where you can find us at.
Justplainsounds.net is where you can find me at.
Yeah. What? Word?
Is he part of the Kelly Law Group of personal injury attorneys?
Yes.
Actually, he is.
Actually, he is online right now. Dojustice.com.
He's getting that money, man.
Complication with inferior vena cava filter? He will help you out. High flex knee replacement? No problem. Do Justice. He got you.
Do Justice.
Transvaginal mesh complications?
Can we get that repeat?
Transvaginal mesh complications?
All right, I thought I heard that right. All right.
Yep, that's wow. DJ.
Call Do Justice.
Do Justice.
Is that an actual law firm?
Yes, it is. It is actually a law firm.
But it's
firm.
Not his actual law firm.
It's the Kelly Law Group. I never heard of him.
So it's Joey Ripps' law firm.
Oh, that's who's behind it. It's making sense now. I've been hearing a lot of different things, like JPS got a conglomerate, we got a bus, we got a fire truck, we got helicopters, even Matchbox toys.
That's why we got
all
this stuff, because this dude has his own law firm. He can buy helicopters, he can buy fire trucks, he can buy school buses, he can do all this crazy stuff. All of my questions are now answered.
You know, but it's just attributed to hard work and, like, I guess good music. Yeah. Go ahead.
So you guys do have helicopters.
Absolutely.
We got a fire truck, too.
Why'd you drive here?
Because you got to keep it low-key. We can't just be out in the fire
Batman
truck.
Batman does not drive around in the Batmobile, dude.
Exactly.
Wait, what?
He does not go out. He does not go to, like, social occasions in the Batmobile.
No, he goes there in a Chevy Cobalt like me.
Yeah, but this is Radio Rubber Room. I mean, bring the helicopter.
Yeah.
You know?
If a helicopter landed in this... general area,
it would knock over the radio station.
Yeah. The foundation would like rip up from the ground.
It'd be like the hurricane all over again.
Yeah. We never even found out from the hurricane like when the radio show came back.
We just left.
So you guys had marching in a parade? There was a parade.
Mardi Gras parade. That was a part of Dogwood Theater. We did that. What was that? February 21st. It was actually on Mardi Gras, I think. Go ahead.
No, how long, like, where'd you guys march from? Like, what was the experience like?
I think that was Kel's, Veronica, and DJing them. I was actually at work. I also do live production. I do concert sound. I work WWE. I'm doing Disney Live tomorrow. If it plugs in, lights up, or needs to be hung, I can do it, and that's what they pay me for.
Kelly was there because Kelly hooked it up, right?
Yeah, through the mask lady.
Yeah, so Joey Ripps and Tony Novelli, they were both there too. Yeah. Now, did you guys get any feedback? None of you guys were in the.
From what I've heard, it was positive feedback. I try to stay the Minister of Information, as they say, for most third world countries. So I can find out. But the response was actually pretty good, and we've been experiencing a bunch of expansions on that. More people have been coming down to the shop. More people have been checking out a lot of different stuff.
I think Driz was riding around listening to somebody else listening to Driz without them knowing it was Driz.
Might have been me, man.
So what don't you do?
Well, I want to touch on something because, I mean, like Rocksteady Crew.
Heart surgery?
Rocksteady Crew, I mean, all those cats up in New York, they used to do that regularly. I mean, this has to be like the first, like, RVA band or hip hop group to be in a parade. Is that, am I off on that or?
Oddly enough, I think Black Liquid's been a part of something along the similar lines, but it's Black Liquid, and I would not be amazed. He is half man, half malt liquor.
Yeah,
100% hip hop.
100% hip hop. We are RVA. And but other than that, yeah, you are correct.
Now, I mean, is that what hip hop is missing these days? Is it that sense of unity that cats could come together and battle, and then, you know, kick it and like clown each other and just kind of be friends back in the day?
I mean, like, I kind of feel like Aesop Rock on a joint. Hip hop's not broken. Everybody's complaining about the bass not working, and the bass is fine. 808 Ben Merlin. Like, it's not per se the art form that's lacking. If the fans or consumers accept BS, then that's what you're going to get constantly is BS. You got people out here like, no offense, I love you, Bass God, but Bass God with the bass flow, you got like Soulja Boy and them, and they mad simple, but the simple fact of the matter is, if the people accept that standard of music, that's what they're going to get. I mean, like, as far as like the crew and us, we like golden era kids. There's like De La Soul, X-Clan, like randoms like KMD, and like, you know, RVA got good hip hop. I don't know where you at. Like, people be talking about skills. I see you. I ain't gonna pop no nonsense about you because I know you. You a good dude. But like, other than that, man, like, what really happened? We had like Timbo come out here. We had Missy come out of here. We had Aaliyah come out of here, and like, they just took the artist, and there was no real organization, so a lot of people get left down in the organization, and there's still a lot of good talent down here. Thankfully, we're just now getting looked at. De La Soul's coming here on the 28th with the Photosynthesizers. Pasta Noose know to look at us. Rap Radar looking at us. People don't realize that, like, we getting it, we there.
Is this the first time De La's been to Richmond?
No.
Second, yeah, I didn't third think so. Time. Third, the second or the third or fourth time, actually.
It's kind of disappointing to me, man, when I think about it. Like, you would think that De La, I mean, the Roots had a huge market here. I mean, every time they did Fridays at Sunset.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the Roots five times. Four of them have been here.
Why do you think De La never came down? Do you think people believe that there didn't used to be a market here for them?
Nah, De La's come down here like three or four times. De La, but the market,
or not more frequently.
I mean, like, that's because we got the horrible reputation of robbing our performers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ja Rule got it. DMX got it.
Lil Wayne got it. Somebody ripped the chain off his neck.
They tried to fight Meth.
Yeah, I remember. Do you remember the Def Squad, Eric Sermon, Keith Murray, and Redman? Yeah, they did a show in Petersburg, like, when I was in high school, and I heard the story that, like, somebody like ripped Keith Murray off the stage, and Red jumped in the crowd and just started.
Oh, Red Man, don't play that. Shout out Brick City.
Nah. All right, man. Well, let's take a break. We're going to play a song here, and we'll come back with more JPS. But one more time, tell them where they can find out more about Just Plain Sounds.
JustPlainSounds.com.
Just Plain
Sounds.
Simple, good stuff, easy to find. All right, this is These Times featuring Sleaze and Joey Rips.
Shout out to Most Honorable.
Off of my album, Rumble Young Man Rumble.
Boom.
Yo. Big Sleaze, Joey Rips. I take the good with the bad, cause I ain't trying to woo nobody else. Just trying to be a good dad, and dealing with the and they fellas make me look mad. When I talk about my life, they tell me switch that, and I don't get the. And now I look bad, cause they want me to be that with the bus pass, and I'll be it for now. They'll never understand my drive, cause I foot hell get a cab just to spit raps. Me and my book bag pulling six laps. Why these drive by, see me, they just look back. One day I'll get that. Now I just sit back, keep doing me times. I'm never gonna look back, trying to do something that they told me never dream about. I never do that. Complications with authority. When you look at this land, they made for the minority. But where my dreams at, ain't even a majority. I'm on a higher plane, overstanding jokes black. I'm trying to make it out so I can never look back. And time is
slipping. I can feel it catching up with me. It's time to get back, cause these I've been dusting me and I can't have that. And then here comes Ant with the rumble in his back. This is the new black and we put it on wax. Oops, digital, but it's still fat. Can't deny it, crack for your ear hole. We don't try and get by while we living in. Never take for granted the times that we living in. Cause these times are so fine, but they limited.
Limited.
These times so limited. We gon' try and get by while we living in. Never take for granted the times that we living in. Cause these times are so fine, but they limited.
Limited. Yeah. And keep sipping till the last drop. Man, we living for the minute. Forget it if it have not. See, I get in where I fit in, then I shine like a mag light. Once again, it's Joe and Sleaze on the mic. And hit the bass like a crack pipe. Yeah, we underground like stalactites. But we headed to the top like stalagmites. While these other rappers steady blowing like they bagpipes. Ay-ay-ay. We keep it moving from the last night into the next one. Man, we been ice cold since conception. Know they heat it up in the middle of a session. Homie, pass the mic so I can get to spilling out these lessons. My essence is pure, no question. Dope MC to the core with a rhyme book full of blessings. We the future like the Jetsons. Yeah, I'm your boy Elroy, hat tilted like a Stetson. Loose cannon, call me Melon, lethal weapon. You panicked, so I melted through your melon. Whose standards can measure what I'm telling? The words of a felon planted in the ground just to grow bare fruit and expand into a sound. What you're hearing is the now, not the next or the last. We flying so high, you expected us to crash. Look at me, still here, riding wind out of gas.
We gon' try and get by while we living in. Never take for granted the times that we living in. Cause these times are so fine, but they limited. These times so limited. We gon' try and get by while we living in. Never take for granted the times that we living in. Cause these times are so fine, but they limited.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Froogle, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch-tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE and enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Froogle. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Froogle what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Froogle condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington, sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Froogle. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
Do you shower? Do you like to get dry afterwards? Towels suck. They suck up water. The more water they suck, the less sucking they do. Who likes to be moist for hours? An alternative method for getting dry is now available. Oh! Yeah, the Dehydrated Oxygen Moisture Evaporator, or DOME. DOME by Simon's Mom is an apparatus that is designed to fit outside or in a large garage. Ooh, that's big. Dome blows you dry quicker and faster than you've ever experienced by being rubbed down by towels. You don't even have to touch yourself. Dome does all the work. Science shows that blowing is 3 times as effective as sucking when it comes to getting you dry. Oh, the longer Dome lasts, the hotter it gets. Ooh. Today only, you can get Dome from Simon's Mom for free if you're one of the first 10 callers. Experience the sensation that is Dome by Simon's Mom.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the 3 different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Wanna burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all 3.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
If you don't stand for something, you won't move for nothing. You could learn the hard way, so you should stop fronting. But if you don't stand for something, you won't move for nothing. You could learn the hard way, or you could stop fronting. He had a dream, brought it to life, and turned it out to be a nightmare where we lived and we died by our sights. So the tunnel vision's cloudy up down, but not I. How to I, we speak in volumes, chapters, half us don't even know where we come from and don't care to know the ladder. And I swear on my brother, I wish I had a manual to pass him. Cause this life, it could be everlasting. At every moment, you could own it. I need to listen to myself more often. Oftentimes, I think that this head ain't worth it. It's that life. It could get the best of me if I let her. Have a wish upon a star for a better day tomorrow. Popping bottles for the star, getting high as time is borrowed. Slowly slipping away, time is slipping away. I feel it slipping away. If you don't stand for something, you won't fall for nothing. You could learn the hard way, so you should stop fronting. But if you don't stand for something, you won't fall for nothing. You can learn the hard way, or you can stop fronting. If we don't stand for something, we won't fall for nothing. We can learn the hard way, or we can stop fronting. But if we don't stand, we can learn the hard way, so we should stop fronting. Fighting self-destruction, waiting for them to push that button. Boom, the clock stops ticking and the truth brings in a stench. Like when it called on willing and chance. Enslaved mentalities and jaded reality. Watching the TVs and video screens make it seem like it's the only way to be. Miseducated, not like Lauren. Emancipated, we all hated the struggle. And so we listen to the rumble in our guts. Moving forward, the time is now, we don't ignore it. It appears to be the story that was told was in a form of a lie. So you can form your own demise. You see the sacrifice you made with yourself. So that way, you can't blame no one but self for all this. But fuck that, back to reality where no one is safe. We played the game for too long. Homes, we must escape the chains and bombs. Homes, we must escape the chains and bombs. If you don't stand for something, you won't fall for nothing. If you don't stand for something, you won't fall for nothing. If you don't stand for something, you won't fall for nothing. You could learn the hard way, so you should stop fronting. If we don't stand for something, we won't fall for nothing. We could learn the hard way, or we can stop fronting. But if we don't stand for something, we won't fall for nothing. We can learn the hard way, so we should stop fronting.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room.
That's Miss Nice, Madam V.
Stand M-I-E-C. For something.
.com. Yeah.
JPS.
JPS always.
You were saying your brother did that beat.
Yeah. Strife Sonic. I guess it is the defunct Sound Pulse. He's one of the Richmond myths. It's like the Loch Ness monster. When you find him, you will be amazed. All I'm gonna tell you is Strife Sonic.
So that's like Is he like the wizard behind the curtain?
He's better than the wizard. He's like Merlin walking through the woods after getting rid of Excalibur for like the second time.
You've blown all of our minds.
Wow.
There.
So, guys, we have a few. We have a little bit more time here. Tell us about some of the plans for the future. We're talking a little bit in between about the local scene, and do you feel that you're talking about other people outside the scene paying attention to it? Who are you talking about specifically? Do you remember the conversation I'm talking about?
Ninth is paying attention to us. I know for a fact that Ninth Wonder, because he's in North Carolina, they always pay attention to us. We the next road up. Because like, the poetry, the scenes are connected. The scenes are connected more to, you know, Obliv just went to Asheville. Mm. And, like, the people in Asheville love us. Like, we got they got other places than the Hippievilles and whatever the whatever you want to call it.
Asheville's kind of blowing up, too, right?
Yo, Asheville's actually really hot.
Yeah.
It's somewhere to go. It's on your destination joints, definitely.
Have you ever been?
I've been there twice.
Oh, that's cool.
I
haven't
been, but it's one of those places that I would definitely like to go within the next year at least.
Me too, man. Like I wouldn't mind going down there. Road trip. And checking it out. Yeah.
Always. We got a bus, man. We can do that.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, and I'm obviously not as familiar with the hip-hop scene as, like, say, Dan is.
I couldn't tell.
the music scene overall, I kind of see right now. Do you feel like there's more people outside paying attention to Richmond, that Richmond isn't quite catching on to what it is, right? Yeah,
Richmond actually, ironically, happens to be what it is. They were just voted the hipster capital of the country on an online joint. Like, I saw that a couple months ago, tripped me out.
How we beat Portland.
Does that mean we're the hippest city in America?
People in England know about Richmond.
They do.
People in France know about Richmond.
We're kind of a big deal there, Sean.
Yes,
I didn't know that we were hip.
I'm guessing they only made a TV show about Portland because Portland was trying their hardest to beat us, and they figured the best way to beat us is by having their own TV show.
Yo, Richmond is way too hip to do a TV show about itself.
Bingo.
Man.
Richmond doesn't care. Richmond just wants to hang at the river and drink PBR.
Which is a great way to sink your Saturday afternoon.
PBR, a great local beer.
Preferred beer of Richmond.
Milwaukee's worst. That was Milwaukee's second best, I guess.
Nobody goes to Milwaukee.
Sean, I forgot that you were there. I've been to Milwaukee before.
Really? What's in Milwaukee?
The Brewers.
A lot of beer brewing.
Is the Brewers still a baseball? They're not still a baseball team, are they?
Yeah, they're in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
they're still a team?
They're not? I meant the brewing facility where they make beer.
There's no
I don't really watch that's baseball. Important. Let's be honest.
And the Bucks.
Oh, yeah, the Bucks.
Stop bringing up Ray Allen. We don't believe in zombies.
I don't even know what country Milwaukee is in.
I think it's in Canada.
It's kind of Canada-ish.
Yeah, it's Canada.
Canada-like. Yeah. Is that in North America?
But yeah, but unlike Canada.
It's in the imaginary land of North Dakota.
Is that a
been
state?
Been there before, too.
No, you haven't. It's not real.
The great state of Milwaukee.
So, I mean, do you see things getting better?
I see. I got a shout out once again, like Octavian Excellent, Slapdash.
By the way,
RVA, Black Reed, Noah O.
By the way, No Cool Porns for Dying.
Oh,
really, really good record.
If you don't got that, you dead, man. Get the gong.
It's like he told me that he was gonna do a project over some of my beats. And I was like, okay, cool, do it. And then when he sent me the thing back, I was like, my.
Pure hotness.
I mean, it's one song, Born and Raised. Like, I put that on one of my little mix CDs that I, you know, just make for riding around. That, I can't remember the last time I played a song that I did that much. Like, I don't even feel like it's mine. That is a great song.
Really good album. The best album title I've ever heard for a record, in my opinion. No Cool Porns for Dying is probably my number one favorite like album title ever so far. So, but good record. Six songs, right? Six songs.
Yeah.
Six songs. Two with cameo appearances.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a follow up with him because that went so well, and it actually had some older beats that I'd done.
Yeah,
and hearing
how many beats have you done?
Oh my goodness.
Why would you ask me a crazy question?
How many hard drives do you need to contain all the beats that you've done?
How do you reach the end of the universe?
What is my favorite color?
Do you want me to write out the whole number of pi
why,
next?
Why is Sean not wearing any underwear?
Okay, that's just too much. We gotta go. Let's go.
So did we cross the line?
I forgot. The new album. You are going to be selling this album.
Yes, I am going to be selling this album. Fly 2, Don't Look Down. I'm looking at an early summer release for it. This will be the first album that I sell right from the release date. Like, I've got a couple albums for sale now.
How often do you sell records, your the other ones that are for sale? Do you see, like, album sales
generate, like, once a month? I would say I've sold...
got a whole Happy Meal.
About a... No, I did not get a whole Happy Meal. I got a whole 5 Happy Meals.
Oh, son, Mighty Kids.
No, more money than I made off my stuff, man.
I've sold about 12 albums, and honestly... I've not come across a project that I will just like promote. Yeah, that's the one that I'm working on now, which is why I'm selling it.
Wait, 12 different albums or 12 albums total?
12 albums total.
Okay.
Do you know who the people are that bought them, or is it total strangers?
I have not actually looked to see who bought them. It doesn't tell me. It could tell me who bought them. I just want to.
Are you sure your mom doesn't have 12 copies?
I told her not to buy it. I was like, Mom, you can't buy these albums. I want to feel important. And you buying these 12 albums will not make me feel important. So you can't do that.
What do you do about... What do you tell your 13th friend? Like, what, you too broke, man? What's going on?
Nah, man, I mean, like... JPS, music should be free. You should pay for shows. If you want to see somebody, you pick up merchandise... You come to a show, you see us do and live well. But at this age in the game, music should just be free off jump anyway.
Yeah, the only reason that I'm really selling this one is because, as I said earlier, I've been working on it for 2 years, just, you know, perfecting the sound that I want to go for with it, the concept that I want to use.
I think Gasoline should be free.
That would be too easy.
Yeah, Drano, man, you just got an SUV, man. How's it feel?
Oh, man, it's
kicking
me in my
butt. gas about to go over $4 a gallon, too?
Yeah, I'm lucky I found a place that was $360-something on Wayfair.
Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody.
Hey, all you SUV drivers, think about this. At the beginning of the summer, I will release an album that I'll probably be selling for about $5 or $7. By that time... You'll be able to buy an entire gallon of gas for that same thing. Why don't you stay home for a night or two, listen to my album, save yourself some gas, put your money somewhere better. This is going to be a great album. The two songs I played earlier, Another One and La Samba, are on it. And I actually hear that I just got a track back from Drano. I didn't check my email last night. I'm not going to say anything about the song because I have not heard the song yet. But I'm going to listen to it when I get home.
It's like a neutron star bursting in your mouth behind Juicy Fruit.
Wow.
That was deep.
That just blew our minds again. But this album right here.
The Juicy Fruit part.
I'm still stuck on the Excalibur part.
As I hear the tracks come back for this album, I find myself more excited about the process than I have an album that I've worked on since Fly. Which is why I gave it its title. Because.
What about Rumble Young Man Rumble? I mean, that really good album.
Rumble Young Man Rumble. That album got kind of spoiled for me because I was a little more green in the hip hop game as a producer. I got really disappointed that, you know, most of the collaborations that I went for did not come back to me. And because of that, that album leaves a sour taste in my mouth. Everybody that's heard it say they love that album, but it leaves a sour taste in my mouth. A similar thing happened with Fly 2. Only instead of looking at it as a falling apart of the album that I created initially, as certain things started to not come to fruition the way that I had planned initially, I just find that a point to evolve from.
Go with the flow, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, let go of everything. Just roll with the punches, and as I roll with the punches, I've come up with a collection of great, great songs that flow well together. And I hope when I release the album that people are excited about it as I am right now.
I'm sure they will be, man. I get little snippets of it all the time, and the beats are ridiculous, man. Everything you've been pumping out, man, you're definitely stepping it up. Everybody in JPS has been stepping it up, so I'm blessed to be a part of this, and I thank you guys for letting me share not only the stage but also spots on albums with you guys. We're about to wrap it up, but before
hold on, you guys do your thing. There's a special announcement, Virginia. JPS is hosting an MF Doom mixtape. Some of the names on it: Drano, Rips, Unk Trinity. Shout out Unk Trinity. There are some band reproductions, and we are accepting submissions for about 4 tracks. Whether they be beat remixes with live band covers or rhymes, simple 16s, and it'll be out in the summertime. We got a really hot artist doing the artwork. Doom himself knows about the project.
Oh, word.
And so, you know, I'm going to be sending him stuff to check in, and we're going to get it this summer. It's called Weekends in Latavia. Don't look for it because it ain't up there yet. Get to work.
Word. All right. Well, fellas, JPS, tell them where they can find out more about you guys.
JustPlainSounds.com. We got 1,000 websites. You check out that one.
That'll lead you to the other 1,000.
Of course. Like, that's multi-tooling and web masking and all that other stuff that I... Yeah, that's the word, link.
Drano, Night Driver on SoundCloud. You're also on Dat Piff.
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. Also, Just Plain Ant. James Dangleman, you recently dropped an album in January or December?
I dropped the album in November. It's November. My first official JPS release. One time I knew I had spent so much time behind the boards and plugging in shows that I felt like I had to come. I had to, like, show people what was going on besides just me plugging in and making things sound good, you dig?
Yeah, so check that out. Just Plain Sounds, thanks for hanging out with us.
Oh, tonight. Yeah, and check out Psychosis by Damaged Andy.
Yeah, that's all right, man. All right, fellas, take it easy until next Thursday.
Word. Boom.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck from coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies.
Ashland, WQ75 BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.